From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Suicide bombers struck two Shiite-majority areas of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad Monday, killing at least eight people, according to security and medical officials. So far, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says he's not giving up on peace after Sunday's stunning defeat of a referendum on a treaty with rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, also known as FARC. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
President Santos told reporters the vote will not deter him from the peace process. Santos said he will not give in and will continue seeking peace until the last minute of his term because that is the best path for his country. FARC leader Rodrigo Londoño, also known as Timochenko, is also refusing to give up on the deal. Voters narrowly rejected the deal 50.2% to 49.7%. Public opinion polls going into Sunday's voting forecast the referendum would pass overwhelmingly. But many no voters were apparently offended that nearly all FARC rebels will avoid prison time for crimes allegedly committed during the uprising. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Officials in northern Afghanistan say the Taliban launched a coordinated attack today in Kunduz. Authorities say security forces are pushing back the insurgents. The Taliban say they captured several checkpoints in the city. Ethiopia began 3 days of national mourning Monday for 52 people who were killed in a stampede at a religious festival after police clashed with anti-government protesters, according to state-controlled media. The country's Oromo community had gathered Sunday near the capital of Addis Ababa. Hurricane Matthew is moving toward densely populated Jamaica and Haiti. It's unleashing winds that could destroy homes and down power lines. This is VOA News. Low voter turnout invalidated Hungary's referendum on European Union refugee quotas, even though citizens there voted in support of the government's opposition to any future or mandatory EU plans to relocate asylum seekers. The government claimed a sweeping victory, but analysts say the result was an embarrassing defeat for Prime Minister Viktor Orban. Greek police Monday fired tear gas to control a demonstration of pensioners who were protesting over cutbacks to their benefits. It's part of an austerity drive dictated by international lenders. About 1,500 pensioners attempted to march to Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' office, and riot police blocked their path. Syrian rebels and pro-government forces continue to clash on several fronts around Aleppo. The government's attempt to penetrate the city's opposition-held eastern side has been accompanied by a relentless campaign of airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes. Syrian state media reports the army promised rebels safe passage if they cleared out of Aleppo's eastern sector. The University of Pennsylvania's Ian Lustig says heavy rebel resistance could undermine the assault.
I don't think that they can sustain this for a long time, but possibly long enough. I think the world is mobilizing its voice, but very little else. The only thing I think that would stop this, other than their decision that it cost them too much and bad publicity, is anti-aircraft weapons in the hands of the rebels.
And now to Russia, where President Vladimir Putin there ordered Monday to halt an agreement with the United States on plutonium disposal, citing Washington's unfriendly actions. Putin charged early this year that the United States was not honoring the agreement they had by disposing of plutonium in a way that allowed it to retain its defense capabilities. Yoshinori Ushumi of Japan Monday won the Nobel Medicine Prize for his work on a process where cells eat themselves, which can, when disrupted, can cause Parkinson's and diabetes. It's a fundamental process in cell physiology. Japanese police are investigating the deaths of 46 patients on the same floor of a hospital where a pair of elderly men were fatally poisoned, according to reports Monday. An autopsy of the men who died at the hospital in Yokohama determined they were caused by a chemical found in a disinfectant. U.S. reality TV star Kim Kardashian was robbed at gunpoint at a luxury Paris residence by assailants who were disguised as police. They made off with millions, mainly in jewelry. More at VOANews.com. I'm Frances Alonso.